The government's position is that once the person is in the post, they can count on the full support of the government. Once you are in the post, there's no point in appointing a general to go to war for you and start undermining them the day after or whatever. Right? We have taken the position that while you are in post, carrying out the duty while you're there, you can count on the full support of the government until that has changed. Because it makes no sense to put somebody there and then turn around and destroy the morale and undermine them.